Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Welcome back to... And James Silverstein, what is the name of this weekly program?
Give him a chance.
What is the
Come
name
on,
of the
James.
Show?
Pipe it up.
James. This show is called Stan Cat... Excuse me. So what's your problem?
Got it. Right. Hey, how you doing out there? So what's your problem? And we're sitting here... By the way, it's... Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Stan Katz. We're sitting here with the great criminal defense attorney who is co-host today. He's James Silverstein. He's jamessilverstein.com. If you just robbed a bank or did something stupid, jamessilverstein.com will get you out of a jam. None of his clients ever get incarcerated.
Oh, my goodness.
And sitting next to him.
My legal counsel is to my right there, Kim.
Is the brilliant,
I'm pleading the fifth.
Our beautiful, brilliant author of K-Town Confidential, and her name is Claire Kim. Hi, welcome back, Claire Kim.
Thank you, Stan.
Okay, next to her is Richard Gere lookalike, the handsome debonair, always tan, has a surfboard on top of his Woody in the parking lot, Robert Lemley.
How you doing,
And
Stan?
His dad started all the Lemley theaters in All right, hi, Robert. Welcome back. Seriously, serious personal injury attorney. He's one of the best in the city. LemleyLaw.com. Lemley's easy. LEMLE.com. And of course.
Lemley Law, LAW.
Oh, LemleyLaw.com. Right. Yes, LEMLE.law.com.
That's right.
Oh, I'm glad you're here to correct.
Thank God. Let's switch seats.
It's a big job.
Big boy. All right, a quick question before we do want to hear the evolution of writing and the book and everything from Claire. We have a personal injury attorney who's experienced and has great success and also an uber successful criminal defense attorney in Claire. Have you guys had crossover cases, nexus in cases? Do you want, you know, what each of your specialty is? Can you tell anybody want to jump in and tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, I've had some
Robert
occasion. I've got occasion where I share my office space with other lawyers. There are criminals, you know, criminal defense firm, and from time to time
I'll share your office. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll get some criminals who have had auto accidents or other, and doesn't mean they're just because they're criminals doesn't mean they're not entitled
they can't
to
be defendant.
Yeah.
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 Can you give us an example, a general example without giving away?
I can tell you that in my vast experience here in Los Angeles that a lot of what Kim has Claire is going to talk about with her book.
Okay.
There's a lot of validity to what's going on in those books.
Yeah, we need to get to the K-Town story here.
All right. Let us have it, Claire, Kim.
Tell us, Claire.
Tell us the evolution, the idea, how this came to you.
Sure.
What inspired you.
But what is K-Town? Define it for us.
K-Town stands for Koreatown.
Okay.
And most people think when they think of Koreatown, they think of Korean barbecue, karaoke, maybe a karaoke party here or there.
Korean day spas are becoming very popular.
Right. The spas, definitely spas for both men and women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I would say the American perception of Koreatown is. It's limited to that. But the book is really about an unsuspecting lawyer who goes to K-Town because the rent is cheap there, and she goes solo and just has a wild, wild ride. And as Robert said earlier, you have no idea what goes on in the tall towers, in the buildings, and it's not it's the insurance fraud. Speaking of the crossovers, Stan, that you mentioned, there's insurance fraud, staged accidents, unauthorized practice of law, immigration fraud. I mean, you name it,
there's
it's all there.
There's a lot of fraud going on.
Is this just Koreatown or is it in every town?
No, it's only Koreatown.
Okay.
It happens nowhere else
in
the world. Like being from the Bronx and Brooklyn? No, never stuff.
And
fraud?
I will tell you firsthand,
yes,
as
Roberto,
a New York guy who's been in L.A., I had my brief run-in with K-Town. It lasted about 3 or 4 months. The guys that are running the scams are pretty swift. They're pretty sharp. I'm a little swifter and sharper. I caught on to them quickly enough, and I got out of there. But it is quite a bit of
As my quick anecdote, I was very into golf. My back is taking that away from me a little bit. But I went into a shop in Koreatown, a golf shop. I mean, Koreans, like everybody else, love their golf.
Love the golf.
So I bring in a few – you know, I'm into driver. If you play golf, I'm into everything. And I'm asking the guy in the shop to measure the, you know, I was into the length to get more whip and all that. And the guy took about 2 minutes. And I said, all right, well, let me think about what I want to do. He goes, you owe me $20 or you're not getting your golf clubs back.
Really?
I swear to God. And I'm,
why?
I got to get back to my office. I don't know why. He did
a
2 minutes.
A consultant fee or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, and I'm ready.
Sounds like a bargain.
And
man.
I'm thinking, what
yeah,
am
get
I,
out.
Yeah. You know what the bargain was? That I came to my senses and gave the $20 and got my golf club.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Anyway, first of all, before we get into this, do we have a caller out there? And is this Julie?
Yes.
Hi, Julie. How are you? Have you been
good.
Listening
how
to the
you?
Show at all?
Yes, I have.
All right. So we have our writer, have Claire Kim, and we have Robert Lemley, Persilinji. What is your question, Julie?
My question is for Claire. I recently retired and moved to California from New York.
Couldn't tell. Go ahead.
You're so sharp.
And, you know, now, and I've worked all my life, and I have all this free time, and I was thinking, what could I possibly do that would, you know, fill that void with all this free time? And I was thinking that, you know, putting all of my experiences from, you know, childhood on into a book would definitely keep me busy, but I've never done anything like this before, and although I have plenty of ideas for the content, I don't know how to actually go about
well,
it. Do I need...
Just, I'm okay. sorry. I'm sorry, Julie. What just off the surface, what is like one idea maybe you could give us and Claire could tell you how to get motivated and then...
Oh, so you want Claire to give you advice of how to be a writer and how to launch your career in Los Angeles? I thought you wanted to know how to start a business in K-Town. That would be much more interesting.
Would you like to have some Korean barbecue with James Silverstein?
We know you have a lot of
Korean
free time.
Korean barbecue is actually delicious. I only had it once, but I was very surprised.
Yeah. That's why you moved to California. Now, what would the content be? Just one of your ideas.
Well, you know, like my, like just experience about life in New York, how it would compare to, you know, California way of life.
Oh, okay,
you know,
got
the
it.
Fast pace.
Got it. Okay, good. Claire, some quick thoughts for Julie, our caller, and.
Sure. First, I think it's fabulous, your idea. What I would suggest is you pretend as if you're writing a diary, your journal. Because whatever story you have, first and foremost in your mind, is what you should write down. And if you think that you're writing for yourself, your most authentic voice will come out. And I would just continue. You don't even have to have a story yet, but write everything as if you're purging it out of your mind, and it will be very easy. And then once you get it all down... then that's when a really good expensive editor comes in and they can guide and help you make a story.
And if you need a terrific co-writer, we have Brad Chisholm for you. Just look him up. Just Google him. But anyway, I want to tell the audience also.
But I have a question.
You can pre-order the book. Stay with us, Julie. Debbie has a question. BlackRoseWriting.com. BlackRoseWriting.com is where you can pre-order the great K-Town Confidential book. All right, Julie, thanks a lot. Keep listening and come back next week with a good question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
I have a question for Claire.
Yes, James Silverstein.
Were you recently interviewed about your book? And if so, how do I find out the information about that interview?
Actually, yes. We were interviewed by the Huffington Post. And I believe the article ran maybe 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. And if you Google Huffington Post or Claire Kim, it pops up.
Yeah, Claire Kim, Huffington Post.
Claire, we have you right here. So I think we should ask you now all the questions that we have. And so I'm curious, as you were purging, as I'm sure the advice you gave our caller is something that you did. You kind of wrote in as you advised her to write. And when you got that all out on paper, down on paper, how difficult was it to hand that over? Because you're really handing over some really personal stuff.
Right, like your life.
Like your life, your secrets, your, you know. So it takes a lot of courage, I think, to write like that and then hand it over for all to see and read. What was that experience like?
Oh, I mean, it handing it over wasn't the problem. It was when the editors came along, the professional editors.
Yeah, it hurt your feelings.
And they started chopping,
right.
chopping
they
it.
They said, this is not good. Right. This is irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when it feels like you're chopping your right. arm yeah, off and your yeah, leg off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any grammar complaints by the editors or mostly content? Or
The editor normally.
God bless you, Robert Lemley.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Sneeze to the truth.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, Claire, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, originally the editor chopped the story. They wanted to drive the story from point A to point B.
I got it. Yeah.
So there was a lot of chopping.
Mm-hmm. And how did you take that personally?
Not well.
Doesn't? Yeah, of course not.
Okay.
You know, creative people, when, you know, they say you, that's your guts. When we get some creative, that's our. That's who we are.
Well, every lawyer that we've had on this show seems to have their legal mind, and then they also have like a creative outlet. A lot of musicians we've had.
Yes.
Writers, and what else? James Silverstein, what do you do that's creative?
I doodle a lot.
You doodle?
He likes to play with
What?
Cars.
Careful.
With cars.
Yes, with cars.
With cars.
Yeah.
And golf clubs and other things.
How about you,
he
Robert?
He plays golf. Robert plays
Do you have
golf.
A creative?
Creative? I play guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
You're a musician, too.
He's a pretty
too.
Good musician.
Yeah. There's so many lawyers are musicians.
All right. Let's let's move forward. We're up against the break. Wayman, our engineer, is telling me, and as we said that many times growing up, his mother said, no, Wayman. No way, man.
No way.
All right, that's really hilarious. come back on the other side
Sometimes
of the break. We're having
fall.
A lot of fun. James Silverstein, Claire Kim, Robert Lemley, and Debbie D. And yours truly, Stan Katzer. We'll be right back. Stay safe out there.